for the milk carton on the stoop. Not until she straightened did her china blue eyes begin to discern movement in the hushed gray world around her. A jerky-tailed squirrel darted out on the longest limb of her grapefruit tree. Sir Percy, her enormous yellow cat, rose from his burlap couch behind the hot water heater, arched his back, stretched, and rubbed his shoulders on her flannel robe. The African lovebirds rhythmically swayed, heads pressed together on the swing in their cage. She addressed the lovebirds. "Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Cleo." Their eyes, spectacularly ringed in white as if embedded in mint lifesavers, blinked at her. Anthony shook his green and yellow plumage and rasped a greeting. Cleo said nothing. Anthony was adventurous, Cleo timid. On occasion, Anthony grew raucous and irascible, and Florence released him into limitless freedom outside. But always at dusk, Anthony waited in the Turk's cap or atop the frangipani, eager to fly home. So long as Cleo preferred comfortable and sheltered imprisonment, Anthony would remain a domesticated parrot. That's what they'd told her when she bought the birds in Miami a month before, and apparently it was true. Florence carried their cage into the kitchen and shook fresh sunflower seed into their feeder. She filled Sir Percy's bowl with milk and crumpled a bit of whey.